98.1 KZE, MK with you on your Tuesday afternoon. The Light Up the Night benefit for Hawthorne Valley Waldorf School is this Saturday at the Basilica in Hudson, and I am delighted to welcome a band who my afternoon drive listeners know I am very fond of. They are taking part in the benefit. Please welcome Nene and Ben of Hearts.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks.
One day we walk, the clouds were broken, the shore, the sirens and the sea. She ran blue golden by the water, she ached for flying. So did we. They come and they go, and they leave us with nothing. The moments you hold, wish the time still meant something. Is this all?
KZE. My guests in the studio are Ben and Nene of the band Hearts. They are performing this Saturday at the Light Up the Night benefit. Welcome, guys. Thanks for coming.
Thanks so much for,
having us.
Yeah, it's a little surreal. Your voice has accompanied me on so many early morning drives to ski mountains. I specifically, New Compassion is my favorite early morning record.
Oh, wow.
I love that. Where do you ski?
Mostly Gore.
There you go.
I have a strong association to that album with Gore. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Are you skiers? Do you ski in the area?
We are.
Really? Where do you go?
Catamount.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, so, oh yeah, that's out, you're out in the Hawthorne Valley Waldorf area, so that
exactly.
makes sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are your kids skiers?
They are starting to be.
Yeah. Are they going to be better than you within a season?
I'm sure.
That's how it goes.
I'm sure.
So you are taking part in the benefit for Hawthorne Valley Waldorf School this Saturday, and I just learned that your kids go there, which makes sense. What's your experience been like sending the kids to the Waldorf School?
I mean, we've been in New York for such a long time, and I think the way we first experienced Hawthorne Valley was without children. Mm-hmm. And because we moved out here and very close to the school and have just been in this, I think, in the community in a sense for a long time. And then a couple of years, and last year we really came back. We'd been in California for a few years, and so now we got to know it in a very different way with our children going there. Mm-hmm. And for us, it really has been the most wonderful place to be ourselves and also have the children at.
Yeah, yeah. So you spend a good amount of time there yourselves.
We do, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. What do you like about it? What's great about it?
I mean, I think, of course, if you have your children there, it's the Waldorf education. And I think that was something that for us was very important and something that we deeply believe in. But also, I think within Waldorf schools, it's just a very unique place where, you know, nature is cultivated in a way that you don't really see in many other schools.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I was saying before we got on air that I wish that I had had something like that where I grew up, because I think it's just such an amazing educational model. And, you know, the appreciation for nature is such a huge thing for, you know, instilling in our next generation. So I love that there's a school that's doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. So this Saturday is the benefit at Basilica Hudson. It's you guys. It's also Gail-Ann Dorsey. I know Walton Goggins is going to be hosting. It's going to be really exciting. How are you feeling? Are you excited? Are you have you been to Basilica Hudson before?
We have been to Basilica before and are very excited to play it. It's been a while, and I think it's just such a lovely group of people coming together just to play.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be a very special show.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it feels good to support the community and the school. I'm very excited about doing that.
Have you been playing out much? I know the record Laguna Road, you were kind enough to bring me this vinyl copy. It came out, I think, last October. Did you do a full tour behind it?
We did a small tour behind it, which was a lot of fun. We loved playing. And we haven't done the amount of shows that we used to do.
But harm with kids.
But exactly, we're in a little bit of a different phase right now. So, I think for us, it's really nice to play locally, to play in New York, to do one-off shows and things like that.
Yeah, yeah. What was the kind of journey that brought you to the Hudson Valley? Because I think you're originally from Germany, right?
We moved to the U.S. a long, long time ago, and eventually made our way to New York, and that was really where our music career started, and we stayed in the city for over 10 years and then slowly started leaving it and started coming more out here into the Hudson Valley. And so we then eventually moved to California for a few years, where we made Laguna Road, the last album, but we had to come back.
Yeah. Did you just miss it?
I think we always knew that we were going to come here, and it was kind of our vision coming back to the school, you know, to raise our children here. Mm. And yeah, for us, this is just the spot. So
yeah, yeah, that's amazing. When you first moved up to the Hudson Valley, was there as strong a music scene as there is now? Because that's what, you know, made me fall in love with the area, was just how much music there is and, you know, how many opportunities to play and meet other musicians there are. Did you find that when you first came up from the city, or has that sort of developed since you've been here?
I think it really dramatically developed the last couple of years. Like, we bought our house in 2015, and I mean, we didn't know anyone. It was just kind of, you know, just wanted to get out of the city. But I think more people, and then through COVID, of course,
yeah,
I think it just exploded.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was, I think at that point, it was more for us a move to being quiet and have more space to create. And the city was getting so expensive and it was very hard to find studios. And I think for us, it was really the thinking, you know, we can have a space where we can record and really have music in our lives in a different way. And it was more kind of getting away from it. So it's, I think it's really interesting how now there's actually this beautiful community.
Yeah.
Which we love it now.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's awesome that you guys are a part of it. And thank you again for coming in today. This is great.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
If you're just joining us, Nini and Ben from the band Hearts are my guests. And again, you can catch them this Saturday at Light Up the Night, which is a benefit for the Hawthorne Valley Waldorf School, which, as you've heard, is a really amazing, special place that does some wonderful things for the community. And I hear that tickets are getting close to selling out. So perhaps don't wait to buy your tickets.
Get your tickets.
Would you guys have time for one more song for us?
Yes.
Let's do it. KZE Hearts live in the studio with me. Thank you so much for coming in. And once again, that's this Saturday at the Basilica Hudson, Light Up the Night. It's a lot to say every single time.
I know, in full bloom.
Yeah, exactly. Anything else we should know about Hawthorne or about the benefit? We got Martin sitting in the background ready to jump in if we miss anything.
I think you should come. I mean,
yeah, you don't want to miss it.
Don't miss it.
It's going to be the event of the summer.
And where can we follow you guys and buy your music? Are you on Bandcamp? Can we give you money for your albums?
No, you cannot. But on Spotify, you can listen and we can get nothing. So that's good.
That's very generous of you.
There you go.
Well, thank you so much for coming in, and we'll see you on Saturday.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We've got your community bulletin board right now, and Tedeschi Trucks up next on KZE.